May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto thee, O Lord God, our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning and welcome to St. Andrew's. Unfortunately, Father Harold is not feeling well today. We're glad that he was able to be here and join us for the Eucharist and the service, but his voice just isn't up to speaking today. So I'm gonna pinch hit this morning, if that's all right. We'll keep him in our prayers and move forward. Today's gospel text was about a man named Nathanael, in whom there is no guile. And in this story, there's a reference to a stairway to heaven. Now, when I think of Stairway to Heaven, I think of a certain band from the 70s. Yes. Now, when I was growing up in the 80s, it was really cool as a teenager to get into what we called classic rock. For some of us in the room, it wasn't classic rock. But we liked the Beatles, and I liked Led Zeppelin. And my parents, who grew up in the 60s, they would tell me, oh, be careful with the Beatles, and be careful with Rolling with the Stones and with Led Zeppelin, because they did something called backmasking or backward masking, and there were these subliminal messages that were recorded, and if you play the song backwards, there could be these bad messages. Do you hear this? And apparently, Revolution Number 9 by the Beatles said, what, Paul is dead over and over again or something like that if you played it backwards? I'm not sure. And Stairway to something, yeah, and Stairway to Heaven had some horrible message if you played it backwards. I never tried it. I don't know if it's true. But this morning, we have a different stairway to heaven in our text. Jesus comes to this man named Nathanael, and he tells him that you will see angels descending and ascending to heaven on a stairway, on a ladder. And who will be that ladder? He says, it's me. It's the Son of Man. I will be the ladder. This is referring back to a story in Genesis chapter 28 where one of the patriarchs of Israel named Jacob was out in the desert and he slept at this place and he had this vision of angels descending and ascending upon a ladder or a stairway. And he named that place Bethel, Bethel. And Bethel means the house of God. If you ever hear something in Hebrew that has Beth in it, then you know that that's house of something. So Bethlehem, it's house of lechem, which is bread. So Bethlehem's house of bread. And Bethel is house of God. So he names it house of God because that's where God's presence was. And he had this vision and God was there and the angels were ascending and descending. And then we come to the story about Jesus. And Jesus says to Nathanael, first of all, I saw you under the fig tree and here is a man who has no guile or deceit in him. This is a reference back to Jacob, because Jacob was known for his deceit. In fact, his name may have even meant deceit or heel grabber. And so we have this reference back to the story. And then we have the same stairway back to heaven. But who's the stairway in Jesus' story? Jesus himself. There is no ladder. Jesus is the ladder. He is the way into heaven. Now, in Epiphany, the season after Epiphany, we are celebrating the revelation of God, his light coming to the world, and him being revealed to all the nations as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And this story reveals something to us today about Jesus. He is the mediator between God and heaven. He's just not a stairway to heaven. He's the stairway, how we go to heaven. The Gospel of John does this over and over again. It uses metaphors to teach us about God. It refers back to the manna story in the Old Testament, and Jesus says, I'm not just a bread of life, I'm the bread of life. I'm just not water, I'm the living water. I'm not just a shepherd, I'm the good shepherd. I'm not just a vine, I'm the vine. And unlike that song by Led Zeppelin, where there may have been a secret subliminal message, you know, tracked underneath it. I doubt it, but maybe. The Gospel of John, there's nothing subliminal about these messages. They are clear and overt. Jesus Christ is the true God of Israel, and he is being revealed to us. And what is our response was the same as the disciples, right? Philip and Nathanael here in this passage. What do they do when the true light of Israel is revealed to them? They bow down, they worship, and they follow. And that's our call today. Now, yesterday I had the privilege of being a part of a service that the Daughters of the King did at our church. We renewed our vows, and we installed a new chaplain, which gets to be me, for Daughters of the King. And it was a great time. It was a great time to be a part of that. And thank you, Daughters of the King, for including me and Father Harold. And I would encourage anybody who is looking to be a disciple of Christ, especially if you're a woman, because you have to be a woman, I understand it, to be a daughter of the King, right? That's requirement number one. But this is an organization that says, hey, we have seen the true light. We have seen that it's Jesus Christ, and we want to devote ourselves to following him in service and prayer. And that's what we talked about yesterday. But that's really the call of everybody, whether or not you're part of Daughters of the King. It's the part of everybody in this congregation today. The light has come. The stairway to heaven is Jesus. He's made himself clear. Our job is to follow him and devote ourselves to serving him and to others. Amen. Amen.